Federal prosecutors say former state Senator Jerry Ward convinced a witness in Senator Ted Stevens' trial to lie after the trial about an immunity deal. They say Ward was trying to protect himself from prosecution for an unrelated matter. Last month, former VCO employee David Anderson sent the court a letter saying he lied during the Stevens trial about having an immunity deal with the government. Anderson said in the letter that he actually does have immunity for himself and for 13 family members. But government prosecutors say that's not true. Now, in a motion filed yesterday, they make a case against Jerry Ward and say he was the one who convinced Anderson to lie after the trial was over. Prosecutors say Ward falsified documents for Anderson, claiming that he had immunity. The government never signed the documents, and they're not on government letterhead. In them, Anderson says he was promised immunity for himself and other family members, including his girlfriend and his girlfriend's father, Jerry Ward. The government says Ward and his daughter, Kristen Deacon, were actually the ones who sent the letter to the court last month. They have surveillance video of Ward and Deacon sending it to the court and defense counsel from an Anchorage Kinko's. Ward is currently being investigated for his connection to Bill Weimer, a prison advocate and founder of Allvest Incorporated. Weimer pleaded guilty in August to giving Ward money in exchange for his support for building a prison. Stevens' lawyers have called for a hearing about Anderson's claim that he lied during the trial. They say it might point to prosecutorial misconduct and could lead to a new trial for Stevens, or even dismissal of the charges. However, prosecutors say holding a hearing to interview Anderson is not necessary since they believe he's now scheming with Ward to deceive the court. Anderson testified in Stevens' trial this fall that he helped build Stevens' house as an employee of the VCO Corporation. Stevens was convicted of taking gifts, including his house renovations, from VCO and its CEO.